This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Sunday, quote unquote, the enemy will not dictate the terms in the Black Sea.
Ворог точно не диктуватиме умови в Чорному морі.
Zelensky said in an address made from an unknown location, quote, the invaders will have to be as afraid as approaching our Ukrainian Crimea and our Azov Sea coast as Russian ships are already afraid of our approaching our Black Sea coast. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula on the Black Sea from Ukraine in 2014, but considers it to be outside the scope of its special military operation in eastern and southern Ukraine. Russia on Sunday launched a drone attack on Ukraine's capital for the first time in 12 days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kyiv authorities confirmed that all of the Iranian-made Shahed exploding drones were detected and shot down. In addition to the city itself, the surrounding Kyiv region was targeted. Ukraine's Air Force said that across the country, 8 Shaheds and 3 caliber cruise missiles were launched by the Russians. Further south, a teenage boy was wounded in overnight shelling of Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson province. The child was wounded when the Russian army shelled the village of Milove on the banks of the Dnieper River in the Berislav district. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel carried out airstrikes near the Syrian central city of Homs, causing material damage but no casualties, the Syrian military said in a statement. A Syrian anti-aircraft missile exploded over Israeli territory, the Israeli military said, prompting another round of strikes early Sunday. Syrian state media quoted an unnamed military official as saying the air defenses shot down some of the missiles fired by Israeli warplanes flying over neighboring Lebanon. This is VOA News. The grandmother of a French teenager shot dead by police during a traffic stop has urged rioters to stop as the nation braces for a 6th straight night of unrest. Authorities expressed outrage on Sunday after a burning car struck the home of the mayor of the Paris suburb and injured his wife and child. The grandmother of the 17-year-old told French broadcaster BFM TV she was angry at the officer who killed her grandson, but not at the police in general. She expressed faith in the justice system as France faces its worst social upheaval in years. There are more than a dozen candidates running for U.S. president next year, but only one of them is a woman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Women make up more than half of the U.S. population, but they've been underrepresented in public office. The only woman in the presidential race, former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who says,
personally, I think to save the country, we need to send a badass Republican woman to this White House.
In recent years, political groups have worked to get more women elected, but less than one-third of Congress and just 31% of statewide elected offices are held by female politicians. There are 12 women governors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Attorneys general from 10 U.S. states plan to sue the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, saying its failure to review and ensure emission standards for residential wood-burning stoves has allowed the continued sale of appliances that could worsen pollution. That means programs that encourage people to trade in older stoves and other wood-burning appliances, such as forced air furnaces, haven't necessarily improved air quality, the states said. The states involved are Alaska, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Police are asking for tips about a mass shooting in the U.S. city of Baltimore in the eastern state of Maryland that left 2 people dead and 28 wounded, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It happened at a block party in the Brooklyn Homes neighborhood, says Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
Our detectives are currently working an extensive crime scene.
An 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man were killed.
Our hearts and prayers are going out to the families.
Audio courtesy WMAR, Laquel Nelson says she heard the gunshots, saw people running.
One girl, the one who was real shot several places.
So she drove her to the hospital.
She was screaming and it was hurting her so bad.
I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.